Okay, everybody might as well take their shoes off. You're going to need to be barefoot today. Okay, you're going to need the socks off too. You need to feel. You're in the presence of God. Get your shoes and socks off. He didn't have to tell Moses socks. They didn't have any socks yet. That's why they had to do foot washing, open-toed sandals, and all that dust from the desert, you know. Y'all are just going to learn you have to wash your feet before you come to church. Lord, we just depend on you, and we want to be so careful to stay inside of you and let you do what you're doing. And we never want to resist you in giving you your freedom. We also don't want to move ahead and do anything you're not doing. So we just ask you that your Holy Spirit would just take over all of our thoughts, all of our emotions, our will, our actions. We're inviting you, Lord, to pray through us. Full body prayer, anything you want to do, your way, Lord. We just want to cooperate to release you. So please come, rise up, Holy Spirit. We want to bring every thought into captivity of Christ. We want to bring every action, every word, every look, every step, every movement into submission, captivity, that you can move freely. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I had this thought this morning. I was sitting in my chair, and we had company for a few days, and we went over the other side of state, and then our son came over, and then we've just been busy, 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 and had a lot of ministry phone calls that took our minds in places we didn't want to go. And so I sat down. I didn't have much time left this morning. I said, God, I don't have anything. I don't know what to do. I have nothing. And the thought came, why don't you pray with your feet today? Pray with our feet. That could definitely be him. He's been weird lately, you know. And I thought, well, what do you mean? And he said, heel, toe, heel, toe. Oh, well, I'll try it. Heel, toe, heel, toe, heel, toe. Well, that's easy. That's not too weird, is it? Heel, heel, toe, toe, heel, toe. You know, it actually is almost dancing here. You can sit in your seat and do this pray with your foot. And just like anything else, the click, the sha. And then the word came to me. Full body prayer band. Building a full body prayer band. Can you imagine? I can see a couple of different things. Somebody's up here preaching, and here's our prayer ministers out there. You're listening to the preaching. Feet are going, fingers are going. You know, we got all this intercession going on out there, and everybody else just thinks we're a little weird, you know, but all that prayer is going on without interrupting. Or can you imagine when it's time we really want to come together and pray something? And we got the whole prayer team up here. Some people are dancing. Some are clicking, clapping, sliding, cha, cha. It started sounding like a band of all instruments, full body band, praying with our whole being. It could just be totally awesome and blended together like a beautiful prayer sound up to God. So that sounded real good. And I said, well, what else do you want to tell me about that? He said, well, there could be tapping, toe tapping, turning, running, jumping, dancing, stomping. You can add hands and heads and mouths and anything else. Let your whole body move, but let's start with feet today. So every part of our body surrendered in motion as he wants, joined in unity. So I said, well, okay, that sounds good, and I think it's God, but I really don't like to do anything that I don't have any scripture of confirmation that it's God. So he started bringing me some scriptures. One was in Psalm 56, 13. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? There's a walk. God, thank you. Just as we walk in prayer. I want to walk in the light of the living. I want to walk in your light. Just as I walk and pray, open light, open light, open light. Every step, open light, light my path, open light. In Psalm 18, one of the verses, because I've been on that whole chapter, don't go there. One of them says, He will light my candle. And you know, a candle isn't like you walk in a room and you flip the switch and you see everything. A candle is you're walking through darkness. You have no idea where you're going, what you're doing. You can't see. And just a candle. Just enough light to take a step. Just enough light to take a step. So it lines up that we can pray with our feet. God, I need to walk in light. Lighten my path. Lighten my path. Lighten my path. Take a step. And let your steps be saying, give me light, God. Give me light. You're praying for someone else. Give them light, God. Give them light. Bring them out of darkness. So we can walk in light and signify that by stepping in our prayer. So that was a good verse. Then Psalm 119. Starting with 59. I thought on my ways, and I turned my feet unto thy testimonies. God, I want to be sure that I'm going your way. And as we're walking today, God, I want to know I'm going your way. Turn me, God. Turn me. Turn me to your word. As you're walking, turn. Take turns. God, this is what I'm thinking, but if I'm wrong, turn my thoughts unto your way. And actually turn your feet as you're walking, and God begins to turn your thoughts. And just keep walking. I want to walk in light. I want to walk in light. I want truth. I want light. And all of a sudden, a thought comes, and you go, wow, have you ever thought of that? He has turned my feet unto his way. So you can walk. You can turn. Those are two things we can do with our feet while we pray. We can ask him to turn others to himself. And you stand there in a circle, turn, 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 turn people to you, Lord. That's not too dramatic or too hard to do. You can add words if you want to. You don't have to. And then in Psalm 119, 101, just go down a few verses here. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have refrained my feet. I have told my feet, no, you're not going there. You're not going to do that anymore. God, stop them. Stop them. Stop them from what they're doing. Use your feet to emphasize stopping, stopping, stopping people from the things they're doing right now. Pray for yourself. Pray for others. Let your feet. Still in 119, go back up to verse 5. We've been talking about deliverance. And then we began to move into turning people to get them out of their sin. So we want to walk in the light of God. We want him to turn people to himself, turn us, turn people. We want him to direct steps, stop people from what they're doing. And then there is direction. In verse 5, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Oh, that my ways were directed. God, give me direction. Give me direction. Now, these things are going to play out when you're praying, because I don't know who you're going to pray for or for yourself. But you might be walking up to this point, and all of a sudden, just, I don't know which way to go. And you start feeling a spirit, like, what am I doing here? Confusion. Break that confusion off someone. Break that confusion, and let them get back on a straight path. So your feet can be doing all kinds of intercession. You may or may not understand what they're doing. I just want you to have a little concept of things your feet can be doing that can be intercession. It doesn't always mean the same thing when you're doing something, but look at Psalm 122 and verse 2. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Where do you want your feet to be? We want to walk in God's presence. We want to come into the holy place of God. So we need to be walking in prayer to take others into his presence. Bring them into your presence, oh God. Maybe you want to walk up to the cross with that one and just, oh God, may they walk up and just get their feet right up by your cross and stand near you and wherever you want to walk with it. Maybe you want to walk and look out the window and think about people and But whatever, be thinking about walking them into the presence of God. Pick them up. Pick them up in your arms in intercession and say, God, I am bringing you this person. I want to walk them into your presence. And you may feel yourself hardly able to move, but I want to get them in your presence. Well, then let's find out what we need to do in prayer to get them further than this place. God, intercede for them. Holy Spirit, rise up. What needs to happen in them that I can take them closer to you? Your whole body's going to get into it. We're going to start with feet, but you can see the rest of you is going to end up joining in here. And then where God wants to take us. Look at 2 Samuel. This is where we want to take people in prayer. 2 Samuel. Even with this iPad, I'm still slow. Where are you, 2 Samuel? Oh, there you are. I don't even have to turn a page. I can't even push a button. 22. Chapter 22. You're thinking of what? We're going to get them, get us, whoever we're praying for, to a place where, verse 34, he makes my feet like hinds' feet and sets me upon my high places. You may start running, climbing, running, because you're coming into the presence of God. You're climbing. You're going up. You're growing, or you're helping them to grow, whoever you're praying for. Look at the next one, because your hands might get excited too. He teaches my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. You start taking people up to that high place and you may end up having to do some warfare. You might have to let him teach your hands to war when you get in those high places and begin removing some enemies out of their life, whatever those enemies are. Thou hast given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness has made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them. I have consumed them and wounded them, that they could not arise. They are fallen under my feet. You may stomp on them. You may have to stomp on some enemies when you get up there. Look at Joshua. You think because you got on that mountain with hind's feet, you know you're there. No, the mountain is the way to get there. You got to do some warfare on that mountain to get to the top. Joshua chapter 10 and verse 24. And it came to pass when they brought out those kings unto Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel and said unto the captains of the men of war, which went with him, come near. Put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they came near, and they put their feet upon the necks of them. And Joshua said, fear not, don't be dismayed, be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies whom against ye fight. And then Joshua killed them. He said, take those enemies and put your foot on their neck. And while you got one under your foot, let the others know this is coming for all of you. Who's your enemy? Fear? Insecurity? Whatever. Lust? Whatever your enemy is. Once you conquer one, let the others know. The rest of you, your day's coming too. You know, because we're coming. We're going to battle. And God is going to win. Look at 2 Samuel. I already did that one. Chapter 22 again. I went to 22, but did I go down to verse 39?
No.
I just didn't go down far enough in it. Okay. I did. I read all that. Okay. Then go back to Psalm. Let's just jump around. Bible drill. Psalm 8. Verse 4. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and have crowned him with glory and honor. Thou made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, and thou hast put all things under his feet. Now there's things that are enemies, such as evil spirits, depression, and anger, and those spirits. But there's other things we have dominion over. We have dominion over everything, over water, over trees, over animals. We have dominion over everything. So we should not be living in a life that's defeated. These things are all under our feet. When we're inside of Christ, we can speak against any circumstance. So maybe it's not an evil spirit, a personal evil spirit that you're trying to pray out of someone's life, like depression or anger. But maybe it's the situations going on in their life. What is the hopeless situation in that person's life that you need to pray about? Or this ministry? What is the situation when God said we're going to grow and then money is coming in less than ever? So what is that to God? He could flood this place with money. He could flood this place with people. All the situations we have dominion over. But what we have dominion over is what Jesus is doing, not what we want him to do. So we get in the spirit and we take dominion and authority over the things that rise up inside of you and that he's leading you to pray. And stomp them out, kick them out, whatever. Use your feet today. Kick them out. And then Psalm 91. You like that one? Oops. 13. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall you trample under feet. Even a lion and a poisonous snake. And you know, in the New Testament it says, when you go and preach the gospel, go and preach the gospel. And he said, these things can't even hurt you. If somebody tries to poison you, if a poisonous snake bites you, Paul just shook that snake off and kept on preaching. Now, it doesn't mean you can go out by the road and grab a poison snake and think you won't get bit. But if you're out doing God's work, you're invincible as long as God says, this is where I want you, this is what I want you doing, and your mission isn't done. You're invincible. Now, we don't try the Lord, run out in the road and get hit by a car on purpose. That would be foolishness, you know, and God would say, well, you know, your mission's not done, but you might need to spend some time in the hospital till you learn not to be so foolish. So it's not that you're trying to test those things. You know, look, I'm a Christian. I'm going to hold this snake. There's churches that do that.
Oh, yes.
They do. Some of them get hurt, too. That's pretty crazy. Yeah. So today when we pray, I want you to think of it. I want you to start with your feet because I want us to just start walking to seek light. God, we need light. We need light even what to pray about, who to pray for. We need light. Now, if we're not praying for each other in this room, you can just walk around on your own. If it moves to praying for each other, we'll go to the partners in that, you know, the safety. But let's just walk around and say, God, we need your light. We need to know what you want me to pray for here today. And as he begins to move, let him do whatever he wants to through your full body, not just your feet. But give him your feet today. See if he wants to do something, including feet today. He's got the hands and the clicking. He got the mouth with the ho and the sha. Now let's give him the feet and get the body in full motion and see what he will do with that. The feet are just to get you moving. He still wants the rest of you in that movement too. So don't limit yourself to stay just in feet unless he does. I have done intercession over Africa where I didn't even know what the map of Africa looked like, but I knew I was dancing on the map of Africa, and everywhere my toes were touching, God was doing things in Africa. It was releasing. Send your spirit here. Help that missionary there. And I knew that the whole dance was for Africa. So that was very, very awesome. And I don't know what Africa needs, so I couldn't add words except for an occasional, whoa, ha, you know. So just let the spirit be free. And I know you're going to love this because we're going to have two piano players today. We're going to start with Roxanne, and then later we're going to move to Glenn. Oh, swallow that laugh in a hurry. That was just precious. Laughing at her, you got hit right in the middle of the laugh.
This is what I...